I mean, you guys feeding into this hype? It seems like nationally you guys are getting a lot more acclaim all of a sudden because of where you are. Do you tune it out? Do you embrace it as a team? How do you deal with it?
I think it's probably different for everybody, but, you know, to me it's the same as last week. You know, on Wednesday you got to detail your work and try and get as much out of it and get as you know, get as much better as you can as a player, as an individual, and as an offense. And that's kind of my focus at this point, and that's kind of my message to everybody else too, is, you know, it doesn't matter what's going on outside. We got to find a way to get it done this week, and the best way to do that is to have great preparation.
39 points, do you look at that as a sign of the offense is coming along, or is that just what happened in that game?
Yeah, just kind of that game. I mean, obviously we did some things well in the second half, and we're able to you know, string together some touchdown drives, some long touchdown drives. I thought we converted third down pretty well, but it's another challenge this week. You know, it's a different defense, a defense that creates its own issues. I mean, they've got some great personnel, really sound scheme, and they do a great job with it. So we've got unique issues this week, and we've got to find ways to get it done.
J.J. Watt, what are you going to do to get ready for him?
Yeah, J.J. Watt's a great player. Obviously, you know, he's been playing at a high level for a long time. He's disruptive in the run game. He's disruptive pass rushing. He's disruptive tipping the ball and, you know, intercepting it. I mean, he's about as good as it gets. And they've got some other great players on that defense as well. So we've got our work cut out for us. But we've got to be locked in on our plan and make sure that we know it as well as we possibly can so we play well on Sunday.
How's Clowney looked thus far? I haven't seen any numbers, but I know you looked at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jadeveon Clowney looks really good to me. I mean, his first step off the ball is special. You know, he's extremely fast and has done a great job. He's playing the run really well. I mean, he's playing physical against the run at the point of attack. I mean, he's done a great job with that. And so, you know, I think he's just starting to hit his stride kind of as a second-year guy. I think he's going to continue to get better, but he's already playing great.
Matt, the offense continues to operate at a high level very early on in the year. How hard is it to quantify improvement from week to week when you continue to do such things so well?
Well, you know, I think there's a lot of areas we can improve. And certainly when you turn on the tape, you know, following a game, the old kind of cliche, it's never as good, it's never as bad, is true. There's a lot of things we can clean up, you know, from an execution standpoint, from being on top of our plan. I think we can be better. And I think that's kind of a challenge for all of us. You know, I can be better within our plan. I think every position group can be better, and that's kind of what we're working on at this point.
Have you found yourself kind of in sync with Kyle in the way he calls the game? I mean, if you guys get on the same page always, where you're thinking the same thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. For, you know, as short of a time as you know, we've kind of been together, we've both put in a lot of hard work, and have, I think, communicated really well in terms of him understanding where I'm at and, you know, him verbalizing what he expects and what he needs from me and what he expects, you know, of us as an offense. And I think guys have responded well to that.
What was the benefit of Devontae getting a lot of carries and being able to get into a rhythm with the offense?
Well, I think it was huge. You know, I think, you know, Devontae played really, really well this past week and played with an attitude. And, you know, I was fired up for him and, you know, very proud of him. I mean, for stepping in. I mean, that's not an easy thing to do. And he did a great job with that. You know, and now this week it's another challenge to be able to kind of come back and you know, play with that same energy, play with that same intensity, and to try and get the same production that he got last week.
Bill O'Brien said some really nice things about you yesterday, I believe, if not Monday, about how when he was at Georgia Tech, he tried to recruit you. He was at your high school trying to get you there instead of to Boston College. When you have the respect level from other coaches around the league at this point, how do you view it in terms of where you are and how far you have to go in terms of self-improvement?
Yeah, it's obviously very nice of him to say, and I remember getting recruited by him. I remember being down here with my dad in his office, you know, however, 15 years ago, something like that. So he's a great coach, has done a great job everywhere he's been. He really has, from New England to Penn State and now in Houston. I think he's done a great job. But for me, you know, I'm always trying to improve, and that's my mindset, you know, doesn't change. I feel like I can get better. I feel like I need to get better, and that's kind of what I'm always trying to work towards.
Matt, I think the number might be 3 touchdowns after 4 of the turnovers that your defense got you. Being able to put on the helmet right away, getting everybody back out. You talk about how important it is to capitalize on something like that as quickly as you have.
Yeah, it's huge. You know, obviously turnovers, protecting the ball and taking the ball away are the most important things when it comes to wins and losses. You know, but beyond that, being able to capitalize on those turnovers is big, and we've done a good job of that so far. But until we're 4 for 4 instead of 3 out of 4, you know, we've got work to do. And that's kind of got to be the mindset everybody has. I mean, when our defense does a great job of taking it away, you know, we've got to make them pay.
There's some questions. Saying that he doesn't really spend a lot of time talking about starting fast, but talk more about finishing late. Is that a little bit different from what you hear from most coaches?
You know, he's unique in his messaging on a lot of things. You know, but obviously finishing, you know, has been the number one point of emphasis, really from the first time, you know, we kind of came here to work out during the off season. You know, he was pushing us to finish our workouts, to finish our reps, whatever we were doing, you know, that was kind of the messaging. And so, you know, he's unique in that sense, and he's unique in a lot of sense.
Theoretically, at least, I mean, the first quarter should be the same as the fourth quarter, depending, I guess, the game's close in the fourth quarter. But as a player, as a competitor, do you feel a difference in the fourth quarter as far as, I guess, intensity, tempo, et cetera?
You know, not really. Game is the game. You know, when you start playing, I think the fourth quarter is when you kind of, you know, second half specifically is when you kind of have a feel for, all right, you know, we kind of understand what their game plan is, and they understand what our game plan is, and, you know, it's who's going to go out and execute better in those situations. And but, you know, I don't think it feels all that different.
See, if you got a close view of this camera, Coach Quinn on the sideline Sunday, and saw some emotion and passion maybe picked up to another level. What is that like for you guys as players, and how different is it for you to have that
You know, Dan's awesome to be around. There's no doubt about it, and he's into it. I mean, he wants to win, you know, as much as anybody else. But, you know, Mike Smith was fiery too, you know. And so I've been around guys that are like that, and I think the team responds well to it.
This is the second week in a row that Roddy was shut out. But, of course, you guys being 3-0, I mean, that's not – discussed very much, and I'm sure he's not, you know, been a bad teammate about it, but how difficult is it to be in your position to want to get him the ball and to know that he wants the ball, but at the same time, I don't know if the game plan just, you know, made it where you couldn't go that way, or how difficult is that to be in your position?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, you want everybody to, you know, at your wide receiver position to end up with like 10 catches and 150 yards and 3 touchdowns, but, you know, it's just not the way it shakes out every week. Rod's done an awesome job for us the entire year, though. I mean, from a competitive standpoint, I mean, there's no one who competes harder. Play in, play out. There's nobody who blocks harder in the run game. You know, and I guess we did have one catch, but it got called back. I didn't even realize that. You know, during the game, he's going to be a big part of what we do all year. There's no doubt about it. As teams, you know, try and defend Julio different, it's going to open up different things for guys. And so he's going to have a great year.